everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we have Brenda Lanoff is back with us to do a live Q&A. So she's going to be doing mini energy scans, mini readings with energy scans, and talking about how to release blockages and create the life that you want. So if you would like to get a reading from Brenda, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. And if you have submitted a question on the Q&A, but you are live on the call, can you please call in instead? That would be greatly appreciated. All right. So for those of you who don't know Brenda, Brenda was on our show earlier last month, and as well as last season or the season before, you know, times just get jumbled up. And we had a fabulous call last month where she was doing these wonderful energy scans. It was like so accurate. It's like, oh my goodness. And so she's back with us to share more of her wisdom and talents and energy healing skills. And Brenda has worked in the corporate world for over 3 decades, and she struggled with many health issues. And her journey consisted of endometriosis, hysterectomy, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, tendons that snapped in her thumb that required surgery, and emergency fallopian tube removal. And it was the near-death experience with a cardiac arrest when she knew, without a doubt, that she had to make some drastic, immediate changes in her life. And sometimes it takes a huge hit by the universe to make you listen, that is for sure. So Brenda believes that when you have lived such experiences, it transforms your heart forever. And after her cardiac arrest, she truly felt fearless. She was living on an acreage at the time in the foothills of the mountains, and she has many animals that would visit and pass through their property. And one such animal was a moose who she personally challenged and chased away. And if you know anything about moose, you stay clear, as they are very powerful animals and very, very big, very big. They're huge. However, she felt such a sense of inner power that she totally disregarded the moose and determined to chase it off her property. And, you know, sometimes that can be a bit scary because I've seen moose up close and personal, and they are huge. So it is said that at first the universe whispers and then it shouts until eventually it stops you in your tracks and you surrender to your new path. So are you ready to follow your new path? I mean, and if this is so true, the universe does whisper, and it whispers and it whispers, gives you lots of chances, lots of nudges, and finally, you know, it's like no more. So so Brenda is going to be sharing with us her own unique form of chakra energy scans, where she intuits information that allows communication with the soul. And an energy scan, if you don't know, is a downloaded snapshot in time, a method of connecting with the energy field and spirit. And this information reveals energetic patterns that cause blockages or imbalances, not only in the energetic body, but in the physical body as well. And so Brenda is going to be connecting on this call today with your energy. And we'll share what may or may not make sense and help you get clear on your situation so you can take the next step into your transformation. So let's open up our hearts, open up our minds, and, you know, let's open up our radiant light healing circle and invite in the energies that my multidimensional team is already sending into the call for everyone listening now or listening later. So please open your hearts and your energy fields to receive that. And let's open our hearts to welcome Brenda to the show. So, Brenda, welcome.
Thank you so much, Alara. I love the story about the moose that charged me. When I hear somebody relay that story, I just get back to that point in time of feeling fearless. So thank you for having me on your show again today. I'm looking forward to talking to some people and checking into their energy fields and what comes up.
Yeah, let's just get into it because, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, right now, it feels like this week, especially after Easter, the energy has been a bit wild. And so it's been kind of crazy, up and down. Not sure what's going on exactly. I haven't had time to tune in because I've just been so busy with this weekend coming up. But, you know, is it possible that, you know, perhaps this week our chakras are kind of may have become misaligned in some way? And, you know, we are also in Mercury retrograde at the moment as well, right? So I think that may be affecting some of our energies and what's going on. So perhaps you could also speak to that a little bit, and you know, let's just get right into the call and see what's going on with people and what kind of questions they have. So again, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand. Thank you so much. We have some hands raised, and like I said, if you did submit a question on the Q&A and you are live, if you could call in, that would be great. All right, so what do you want to talk about first, Brenda?
Well, I do want to make a comment as to the chakras. As a medical intuitive, chakras is all part of it. So if, for example, you have a particular misalignment within your body, that can be directly related to imbalanced chakra or can create an imbalanced chakra. So it's all, you know, interrelated. It's not separate. As to the energies this week, I'm just feeling this energy of excitement. You know, is it related to what in particular? I don't know, but I'm feeling just a little bit more energized than I definitely last week. So that's what's happening for me personally, and yeah, I just feel that people are a little bit calmer. I just found last week for me, for what I observed around that Easter time, a lot of disarray. People, you know, driving and, it was really hard to be around people. But I'm finding this week, I just feel for me, energetically, things have kind of calmed down. So that's what I'm experiencing personally.
Yeah, you know, and for me, the weekend I found was really weird. I was so restless, you know, and it's like, I don't know, I couldn't sit still, and I just had to get out, and I had to do something, you know. It's like there was this restlessness within, and, you know, it was strange. You're right, since then it has calmed down, and, you know, it doesn't help that it's been raining and cold here, too, this week for some reason, but it's about being aware, though, of how the energies are affecting you, right? And how you can shift those as well. You know, when you are in a funk or something and, you're just not feeling right, you know, what can you do to shift your energy? You know, what can you do with your chakras to shift your energy so that you can be more balanced or more of an equilibrium type of state, right?
Right. And there's many ways, and I think a lot of the people that are on the show or be listening to this at a later date, they're aware of, okay, you know, there's meditations, you know, you can simply, in the morning, I really love having my shower in the morning because I just find it, you know, getting underneath the water, the shower head, it just automatically just sort of aligns, you know, helps clear my chakras. I find that's a really good time. You really don't have to think about it because it seems to be once, you know, your day begins, then you kind of forget about it. So, so again, I think the more that we can get on top, and it's an ongoing life process of what's creating imbalances in the body that is related to the chakras, then our chakras are more apt to be in alignment. So it's getting in touch with our inner knowing of, okay, my stomach just feels out of whack. It just doesn't feel right. And of course, if your stomach's not feeling very good, well, that could be your sacral chakras out of alignment as an example. So it's all, again, interrelated, intertwined. One doesn't exist without the other. So all we can do is our best. I know you've got some wonderful meditations that person could definitely listen to that as an example. So there's many out there, and it's learning to trust our inner guidance. Like what are we being guided to? What is it that is troubling us? So if you're not feeling very well, for example, indigestion in the stomach, maybe that's something that you can start, you know, talking to your stomach. Hey, well, what's going on? And just look at that and learn some tools. Is what, you know, what emotions, what am I holding in there that is really creating this discomfort in the stomach region? And set aside 5 minutes and go into that space and start asking questions. I think the more that we get into interperspective and asking the questions, the more we can become more in alignment because we just feel more centered. So it's an ongoing work for everybody here on Earth. You know, that's just the way it is. And we can just do our best. And that's, you know, all that we can do. And just keep moving ahead.
Yeah, keep moving forward. I agree. So let's take some caller questions and see what's going on with them, right?
Okay.
So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6784. 6784, I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello, this is Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sure.
Brenda, thank you for your labor of love. So much appreciated. And my question is this. Just recently, it has come to my – I just recently recognized that the whole left side of my body is off, off, out of balance. And looking back at my whole life, I see that everything that happened, like if it's a strep throat, it's on the left side. If it's an injury, it's on the left side. And it feels like it's maybe not even happened necessarily in this life. Maybe it's from other lives that something happened to the left side and the cells are still remembering it. Can you help me find out what it is and how can I adjust it and get into balance?
Okay. Let me just tap into your energy first, Elena. It's Elena, is it?
Elena, E-L-E-N-A.
Okay. When I ask that question for you, Elena, I'm really picking up more that you're connecting more on a collective conscious level. So what's happening on a collective level on the Earth, you're very tapped into, obviously, at a subconscious level. And so the first thing that comes to me is asking your body. Now, when I do the work, there's tons of different modalities out there, but one that I really love asking is simply by the process of muscle testing, what's going on. So I'm going to ask you, do you by any chance muscle test? Do you know what I mean by that?
I'm familiar with the technique, but I never tested myself, no.
Okay. Would you like to learn to do that with me right now?
Sure.
Okay. I want you to stand up. Okay. I'm standing up as well. I have the phone to my ear. So I want you to stand up. Your feet are parallel apart. And for everybody, anybody else that's on this call, if you would like to do this as well, this is a great way for checking in because our body knows exactly what's going on. So your feet are parallel apart, you know, your shoulder width parallel apart. You have your one arm down. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And take a deep breath in and relax. Another deep breath in and relax. Another deep breath in and relax. Now, I want you to command your body. Body, show me a yes. So with your eyes closed, body, show me a yes.
Body,
and just let your...
Yes. Yeah, I lean forward.
Okay, body, show me a no.
Body, show me a no. Yeah.
Okay, you've got that. So let's ask the question. Are you connecting to the collective conscious? Is that affecting? Is that one area that's affecting the imbalance on the left side of your body? Is it related to the imbalance or misalignment on the left side of your body? Let me know what you get.
Yes.
You got a yes. Okay. So I want you to, this is just one simple method, and not that this is going to be end all your issue, you know, pass to the side of your body, but I want you to then command, and this comes from, you know, access consciousness, but I definitely, we can use this one statement in anything that we do. I want you to then command that all of these energies that you have been receiving that have been affecting your body, that you return them now to sender. So just, if you can just take your one hand and just like you're returning that, to returning to senders, returning to senders, you know, returning to senders, returning to senders with love and consciousness now. So returning to senders with love and consciousness now. Because you don't want to be connected to the collective consciousness affecting you on a physical level. It's not your place or your job to do that. So let's just return it, but it's not in anger. It's just like, no, it's for the collective conscious that's out there that you've been, as an empath, picking up on. So it's just returning love and consciousness now. So
I can feel it pull out of my heart.
Oh, excellent. Oh, good for you. So this is a real simple tool for everyone. When you know how to muscle test, which you did like very quick, instantly, ask, okay, I'm really feeling crappy, or this is happening. Is it truly mine? If it's not, because most of it isn't, return it with, and not in anger again, but the love and consciousness now. And then notice how much lighter you feel. How's that doing for you?
Yeah, I can feel it. So it's an ongoing process, just like disconnecting from, I mean, what's accumulated. I'm
it's disconnecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Now, in my one-to-one medical intuitive sessions, I would go obviously deeper than that. I'm going to be checking if there are any misaligned, you know, organs and glands that are just not happy. Then you find out why is that. It could be that it's related to issues that are not yours, or it could be they are, or they're inherited, or whatever, but then it's tapping into your energy field and finding out what exactly is going on with your body. But for today, just as a, you know, really quick checking in, you muscle tested perfectly, trusting in that process, remembering that you can ask the question, is this mine or not? If it's not yours, then simply return it. So this is a great tool from Access Consciousness that I use within my own sessions, and it's perfect because it's not your stuff and it's not your job to have to take care of who knows how many souls or people out there that are pulling you in. It's not your job. It's our job to be strong and in alignment and empowered so that we can be an example and we can teach other people how they can be as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for this tool. And just a quick question. I currently have a lesion on the left hip, on like superficial on outside. Can you maybe just scan and see what it's related to? It's been there for over 12 years, but it's getting worse.
So you have a lesion, did you say, on your left hip area?
Yes, on the skin, on top of the skin.
Okay. Well, that would be something I would definitely want to look at more carefully as to that, and just do and see what's coming up. For me to quickly look at that for you, Ilana, I'm just going to be asking, what is the, you know, the underlying issues as to the lesion?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just checking in. And,
oh, I'm see. You mean the muscle testing?
Oh, yeah. So I'm just asking myself for you, and this is okay. So what I'm picking up for you is so what I'm getting is there's some type of connections that you're making or that are being made. Which is interesting. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to. That's where I would want to check further, to be honest. But I'm picking up some type of connections or, but it's preconception. So before you were born. So there's something there that I'd want to look into at a deeper level. That's coming up. So yeah, so this is something that was definitely preconception before you were born that's coming up that is related to a previous time on Earth.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's again where I would want to spend some time with you. It just won't be a very quick, yes, this is what, you know, is related to a lesion you've had for 12 years. You know, it's been there for a long time. So there could be layers in that. Who knows? In my one-to-one sessions, I do many times I do long-distance Reiki healing work. So that also, you know, can be that's also part of what I do. So it could be that that's what, you know, I get guided to. Well, you know, let's throw this out in the Reiki grid and do some healing work. So I don't know, but that would definitely be something that would take. You know, some investigation and just really getting intuitive and giving us the time to do that without feeling rushed. I'll just say that at the end of this show, there is a really good special that Alara has here. And honestly, if that's something you want to check in further, I'd recommend, like, jump on it because it's a very good deal. So if that's something that you want to see and that we can get on a one-to-one call, then we can definitely, you know, jump into that and just find out more what's underlying all, you know, what's related to this lesion and ask the questions because it's not just a one-time answer, as I'm sure you can appreciate on that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I understand. And thank you for this tool that I will be using because I definitely was connected to, I mean, I'm very sensitive all my life being like this and it's going to make my life so much easier and my body so much lighter. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Thank you, Anna. Good. So that's a wonderful tool that we can all use, you know, asking if something belongs to us or not, and then sending it back to the sender and adding, you know, you can add blessings, consciousness, unconditional love to it as well. So, all right. So let me just check here. All right. Perfect. All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 0818. 0818.
One second.
Hey,
Laura. Hi.
Hello.
Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Sure.
I was just. Do I need to have like a specific question before the scan? Or?
Let's ask Linda.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Hi. I'm sorry. It's Kara.
Kara?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your specific question?
I was just wondering about, I guess blockages. I have, physically I'm pretty much fine. I'm just tired. I have, a real tightness in my jaws and, tendonitis in my wrist.
Tightness in your jaws and, tendonitis?
Yes, in my wrist.
In your wrist. Okay. And have you been tired for a long time?
I have been.
Yeah, are we talking years?
Yes.
Okay. And the tightness in your jaws, when did that begin?
I actually just noticed it, but it probably began, you know, maybe last year.
Okay. Well, we're going to go specifically to your crown chakra. And I just want to tap into that for you. One thing that when I just asked the question, what would help you? And I don't know if you work with essential oils or not, but frankincense is coming up. That would be very, very strong for you. So it's something that you just may want to consider.
Okay.
So when I ask at a crown level, we can have, it's connected on a physiology level. So I'm just asking up to the crown for Kara, getting the connection for you, getting that good and strong. It's like, yes. I'm just checking in. Is there, for any disconnections? So I'm picking up something within the central nervous system that's coming up. And when I ask further about the central nervous system, I'm really picking up that there's a disconnect between yourself and higher source God. There's just this disconnect. And I'll tell you, there's a great way that you can check on that and ask, is that true or not? And it is by way of muscle testing. So let's just do the same thing that we did before with the previous caller. Do you muscle test at all?
I use like my body or a pendulum sometimes.
Okay. So do you want to get your yes and your no and then let me know when you have that?
Sure.
Okay. So just let me know. Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
You have that. Okay, so checking in. So you're strong for your yes, and you're strong for your no. So we're just going to be asking the question. Let's just check in together. And this is what I do within my sessions. So I'm always checking what you're checking, and then we do the work. So let's check in. Is there a disconnection? See if this is true or not. Is there a disconnect between your central nervous system and higher source or God? So is there some disconnect within that crown chakra region that's affecting your central nervous system and the connection to higher source? So just let me know if there's some disconnect that could be related to this tightness within your jaw region.
Yeah, I get a yes.
Okay, let's do this together, okay? So we're going to work together. Now, one way of doing this, and for anybody who's listening now or, again, at a later day, we're going to work together. Several ways that we can bring in the energy and do our connections. So we're going to be working over an area of your governing meridian. So this process is like if you would think of a magnet. We're just going to bring out anything from the subconscious that needs to be healed and cleared. And let's take your fingertips together. So you clump, for example, my right hand, all my fingertips are sort of clumped together. So we're going to go in between your eyebrow area over, and then just hold it up over top of the forehead. Just keep bringing it up over the forehead, over top of the head, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Bring around your hands in the front again. So this is just one way of many ways of energetically, connecting. So let's just do it again. So we'll just do this several times together, and we'll work together as in prayer. So let's take our hands together, and we're just going to be asking this connection between the central nervous system and higher self, God, now. We're 100% connection, 100% of the time, now. Do it several times together. Okay, when you hear me doing like a bit of a sigh, that's just what I do. It's my kind of release. Okay, good. Okay, now I want you to check in while you're muscle testing and ask, is that has that connection now been made between your central nervous system and your higher self? Is that now strong and holding? And what do you get?
I got a movement toward yes, yes.
Yeah, okay, it's still working. That's still working.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's a question that you can just remember later, is that, oh, I wonder if I am connected. And then within the sessions, then I find out, well, why? You know, why is there a disconnect in the first place? So this is where I go. I sort of drill down to what's creating that disconnection. You know, is there some, because what I'm picking up on is there's a belief system that you're holding on to within the crown chakra. Because we can hold on to all of these beliefs that it can affect us, and then we believe that it's true, you know, after we have that one belief. So I just actually want to test in right now, what are you holding on to that you, okay, let me just ask that question. What is the belief system that you're saying is the truth, even though it's not? But so I'm just asking what that is. Okay. You know, it's interesting because what's coming to me is it really being blocked off from your divine essence. So what we want to do is that there was that belief there. So get you really, really strong to being connected. So let's do the same way. So take your fingertips in between your eyebrow. We're going to bring them up together over top of the forehead, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. So we're going to be doing that now. We want you 100% strong at being totally connected with your inner guidance and divine essence now, 100% of the time, 100% of the time, 100% of the time. Okay, well, that's still working, and that we're just, with all the help of our guides and angels, all of this is coming through, so, okay, good. So, good, good. That's one thing I would definitely write down and ask, you know, because now you can ask your body, you know how to test, and just say, well, am I connected? And if it comes up again, okay, well, just connect, you know. Not saying that by doing this that'll be it forever, but check in. Is that true? Is that related to the tightness in my jaw region? In fact, I'm going to have you go to your jaw and just see if things have changed or not changed. Is the tightness the same or not the same?
Oh, no, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yay.
Amazing.
So should it come back? Should it? I'm not saying it will, but I'm not going to say, well, that's it, you know, forever. Should it come back? You have a tool. Ask your body, am I disconnected? Find out. And then commanding that you get this connection. Just commanding it because you're a powerful being. And we're starting to recognize our power more and more all the time. So use it. You know, why not? Use it, don't lose it. Isn't there some saying about that? If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So great.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that tightness has released. So we can hold so much within our chakra regions, and this is just a little tiny sample of what we can hold in, how it's related on a physiology level. As I was mentioning before, it goes hand in hand. So you can see by clearing out that one belief within the chakra, how that was directly related to the tightness within your jaw region.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you again.
Oh, that's so good. I'm, You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Kara. That was interesting. Fun to watch. Fun to, you know, see you going through the steps and finding that relief. So, yay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. And just being guided to and giving people the tools. I mean, like, yes, of course, you know, you know, I'd love for you to come for a session. But what I want most foremost is that have you come in and learn some tools from me, because we have this toolbox. We just need to fill it up so that you can learn that one thing that could just make all the difference in the world. And then you can pass that on to somebody else who will pass it on to somebody else. Let's just keep this going. And we can learn from one another. That's what it's all about. So it's about empowering you as I was empowered when I had my cardiac arrest. And mm-hmm. then I was challenged out on our acreage. And it is a kind of a funny story, but we had miniature donkeys. Mm-hmm. My husband decided to buy for me for my birthday, and there's a whole story behind that. Anyway, so I was feeding them, and this is after the cardiac arrest. This moose sees me, and it's like, okay, I want what she's giving to. Just starts charging, and I was just so full of don't mess around with me. Energy.
Yeah.
And it was just feeling very, very empowered. And I want to share that and share this energy of empowerment with other people so they can just step into it and take charge of their own life.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we are more powerful than we realize and that we think. You know, we just have, unfortunately, sometimes these limiting beliefs and patterns and stuff that we're holding on to that, you know, are holding us back, right, are limiting us, but we really are quite, quite powerful. So I have a question on the Q&A from Rhonda in Edmonton, and
okay.
She's the one that I said could not be live because she's at work.
Okay.
And so she says, I wonder if Brenda can scan my chakras for blockages or imbalances and suggest what I could do to remove them.
Okay. Did you say she was in Edmonton?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what can she do to remove them? Well, as mentioned at the very beginning of this call, that there's several ways that we can get our chakras in balance. I mean, there's all this different meditation, music,
mm-hmm.
There's tons and tons of tools.
Yeah.
I would really recommend for Rhonda is learn how to self-test. I can't emphasize this enough. And one of the things within the package that we have is an ebook I put together on various ways of self-testing. So asking the questions, is there something, you know, within the crown chakra that's creating an imbalance?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your body. You know, it really is the best thing to do. With the body knows exactly what it is. And then learn some tools. So, you know, it's a very broad question. And, yes, there could be some blockages, of course, you know. But that's what I would recommend is to find out, you know, learn some of these tools so you can just take advantage and start working on yourself. Now, when I just check in, I'm just going to check in just very quickly with Rhonda. I'm not going to be able to go through all of the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to check into her energy field and to see the third eye is coming up that is quite strong that I do need to look at. So I will do that. Within my evaluations, it's all very silent, so she's not on the call, but I can check with her energy field, and just like I'm doing now, so for anybody who is not one-to-one live, but okay, so again, within her, the third eye, which does show up as imbalanced, I'm just going to check in. So what's coming up for me, for you, Rhonda, is there's a lot of self-doubt if you're making the right career choice is what's coming up. You know, is this the path that I should be on? And doubting yourself, doubting that you know best. And when that happens, that can obviously affect our third eye chakra. One thing that you may want to consider that does help with that is, I'm going to throw this out, it all works together, is the lavender essential oil.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, to work with that, because there's this energy of confusion. If I, and it's almost like panic is what I'm picking up. If I don't follow, if I don't go down this one road, then this road may never open up for me again. So it's like this confusion and panic again, very, very strong, is that what happens if I don't go down this pathway that's been shown to me? And I'm just going to say to Rhonda is, you know, take some time for you, for yourself. We all know that getting out in nature and doing some basic earthing is very, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest for Rhonda in Edmonton with the weather turning around and hopefully no more snow this next week, that we're actually into spring, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, go sit behind, you know, up to a tree with your, you know, socks off, you're on the earth, you're getting grounded, and check into that. What feels light? What feels heavy for you? If the different paths that are shown to you, and choosing and asking the question, which is the best path for me right now? Because your body knows intuitively, you do know, but it's that fear of and that doubt that creeps in, is that you really don't know the best answer to this. And so I'm saying to you, yes, you do. You do know of anybody, of anyone, of talking to any psychic or anyone else. You do have that answer. You just have to ask. So I'm just going to suggest do that, and just get very, very grounded, very, very still. You know, do it this coming weekend with a weekend coming up, and ask that question. And if look at the various options that you've been given, and if it feels heavy, then you've been given your answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that will definitely help get more into that spiritual balance that you're seeking. And because you are a very compassionate person, and you're just again, that doubt sort of crept in. And I feel that once you've made that decision of what door or what pathway to follow, things are going to open up for you. So that's what.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, wow. So I have a question from Melanie in Boston, and she's asking about her throat chakra. She says, my throat chakra holds very heavy energy. What should I do to clear it?
Okay. So let me just tap into the energy for Melanie. What's coming up for me, for Melanie, there's a lot of judgment that's coming up. And this judgment, the judgment that's been directed towards her, you know, it's like, it's, so she's feeling a lot of judgment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, but more so, it's self-judgment. So I would simply ask that question, as we did earlier in the call, is this, you know, even with the self-judgment, it could be a lot of other people's judgment that you've taken on as your own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask her to do the muscle testing again. And if you're not clear on that, there's lots of information and included in my muscle testing book for this package. Which includes dowsing. So if you're not too sure, you can always get a pendulum and ask the question. So is this judgment affecting, you know, this the throat chakra? And I'm getting that there's definitely lots of judgment there. And then I would do that statement, you know, returning to sender, and just keep stating that, returning to sender with, you know, love, compassion, joy, forgiveness, and just add all the beautiful words, and because it's out of compassion and love. It's not out of anger, but returning to senders, because it's more than one person. So notice how much lighter that feels, because we can be so hard on ourselves, but, you know, we've had times where people are hard on us. So it's just like returning all that judgment. Now, when I check in further, because on a physiology level, I'm just asking if it's the throat chakra, I'm getting it can be related to the hands. So, okay, I'm asking, so I don't know if this is going to resonate with her or not, but I'm getting the left side, the left hand is coming up. Yes, okay. And just see if anything else is coming up. I would also be wondering about her thyroid is coming up as not very happy. So I would want to look into that further as to the thyroid and, you know, what's related to the thyroid that's just saying, you know, I'm not very happy, because you could be hypo or hyper, and find out, you know, which one of the two are you, and then what's related to that, because with the thyroid that's imbalanced, that can create discomfort in the shoulder, wrist, or elbow, you know, so it can definitely be related to all that. One thing, you know, I do get that she, yes, so for Melanie, there's a lot of, she has a lot of creativity. She's very, very creative. But I feel like there's some blockages about, you know, allowing herself to really express of who she truly is, and and sort of holding back about following her own dreams. So there's just sort of holding back a bit, and again, I think by allowing those and releasing those judgments, you know, that's going to definitely help you become more expressive and allowing yourself to be that real creative person that's just ready to jump out. So I think you'll find that that will help a lot. I would definitely recommend, you know, check into, you know, the thyroid, see if, you know, because of course the thyroids can get out of balance for various reasons, and depending on what you have, you know, for example, if you're hypo, you know, you can put on the weight gain, and, you know, it can create fatigue and a number of other issues. So I would check into that and see what would be the best thing for you in the one-to-one sessions.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Melanie wrote back, actually. She said, yes, I guess you asked a question at some point. And she said, yes, a lot of judgment, and I just want it to stop. So, yeah, a lot of judgment coming through for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. So Melanie, go back and listen to everything that Brenda said, and see how the rest of it also resonates with you and what you can do now to move forward. So thank you. Perfect.
Great.
So, Brenda, I wanted to take a few moments to talk, you know, about the special offer. So, for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12. And this package includes the Guide to the Muscle Testing ebook, a medical intuitive evaluation, and a one-on-one private 60-minute session for $149. So can you talk a little bit about some of these pieces? I think you've talked about the Guide to Muscle Testing book for sure, but can you talk a little bit more about the medical intuitive evaluation and the one-on-one session?
Yes. So in the medical intuitive evaluation, as I just showed by example of how you can test at a distance, you just, you know, intuit into the energy field, I will do that at a distance. And I will be sending you a report. So, you know, I'm not diagnosing diseases, and I'm just sort of identifying if there's some you know, things in the body that we need to look at. Perhaps you do have some pathogens. Perhaps there is some heavy metals because, you know, your mouth has some of these old feelings in them that could be creating issues in the body. Perhaps your pH level is below 7.0, which makes you more acidic. But we can test all that. And it's so interesting because if, for example, your pH level is in the lower range, you have more of those acidic thoughts. You know, so it's really important to get your pH level up. So that all shows up within the evaluation. There's no work that's done at that time. I am identifying exactly what's going on. And then I'll send you, also I was talking to, I'll send you a recording of what I came up with as well. So you're going to get a written report and also a recording of that. Now, in the one-to-one sessions, they're normally like 160, but for this, obviously, the whole package is 149, so it's very good. So what we do, we'll meet on Skype, or if you don't do Skype and you want to work on the phone, that works out well. So it doesn't really matter. But I do like Skype because I want to work with you. I want to see you muscle testing with me as there was examples here today. I want you to feel that what that yes and that no is and not me just telling you, okay, this is the way it is. So then it's just like, yes, I'm still holding on to whatever it is. And then it's just, it really gets you involved in the process and where you're learning, where I'm teaching you. So the one-to-one is where we really delve into what is going on. You know, what is creating some of these problems that keep coming up? You know, is it some organ or gland, or is there something, you know, in the central nervous system that's out of whack that's creating problems elsewhere? So that's where I go into these different layers, and I drill down until I, you know, find some of those root causes of what's going on. So it's a great value. Yeah, it's a great value, Alara, for anybody to hop on and book directly. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. And then in the Skype session, that's when you would do some healing work as well, right?
Absolutely. So we would do the healing work. you know, I don't think I mentioned, but I do work with my angels, guides, and we call in your angels and guides, and we get all the help, you know, all the help that we need. So, we're not doing this alone, of course. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. For the most part, I'm going to say you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the changes. You're going to feel lighter, typically, at the end of the session. And you're going to notice some results. So it's going to definitely give you a good sense of, wow, possibilities that are out there and what could be creating any issues within the body, because it's so amazing that you just cannot disconnect. I think everybody knows this, the spiritual from the emotional, from the physical. It's all connected. And that's why I love doing these chakra scans, because it's a very, well, quick way of seeing kind of what's going on, and then again how that's all related on a physical level. So all very connected. Yes.
And so when you're doing the one-on-one session, like, you know, or the medical intuitive evaluation, for example, is that when you would recommend things like the essential oils, or do you recommend other things like, I don't know, supplements or
In the one-to-one sessions, I will do that. I will test, okay, perhaps this is what your body needs.
Right.
And if that's what it needs, then, you know, I'm recommending. You know, does your body, is there a herb that you should be taking, or perhaps you shouldn't be taking? It was interesting. I was on a call not too long ago, and it was a particular herb. And I was working with a client in the UK. There was a particular herb that was not something that he was taking in this lifetime, but it was in a previous time. It was so cool. So it was a previous time, but it was still within his system.
Wow.
So it was affecting him. So then, you know, we worked together because I do this all together, working together with the help of the angels and guides and ourselves as powerful beings. And we were clearing that energy. So in the one-to-one Skype sessions I was telling Alara before this show started, I'm going to gift you an additional, it's an energetic upgrade. So it's an MP3, and then I'll, you know, once we make our one-to-one sessions, I'll just attach it as a freebie. So you listen to this daily where your oxygen levels are increased, your hydration is increased, you're getting like this energetic upgrade for the day. It's a great thing to, you know, listen to first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. I should add that to the special offer page somehow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just something I just thought of as we were talking, and I thought, well, why? You know, this would be a really great thing as just to add, you know, for something they can take charge and listen to on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. That'll be really handy, and then you'll see the difference that you feel when you do listen to it, you know, than when you don't. Because I, you know, everything affects your energy, you know, everything in your environment, what you're thinking, what you're eating, what frequencies there are, like what you're listening to, everything affects your energy fields. And start to see that, notice that. And I like how, you know, you're teaching people to mental test so that they can find out the answers themselves. You know, they have a tool that they can use themselves to get the answers. So that and then of course the returning to sender, which is really helpful too, because a lot of this stuff is not even ours. You know, it's belongs to other people. We don't need to carry it around, we don't need to heal it, we don't need to do anything. So that's really empowering, and I love that, because this is a day of being empowered ourselves. You know, self-empowerment is key. And so yay, thank you. And what else was I gonna add or ask you, Brenda? Woohoo! My mind suddenly went blank. So Melanie wrote back and she says, "Thank you, you are amazing." You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, you were able to tap into Melanie even though she wasn't live on the call. You were able to tap in into her energy field, into her throat chakra, see what's going on, and you brought up more information than I was thinking you were going to get, you know, so that was really interesting how you were able to get more and more and more information just, you know, in these, you know, 5 minutes, whatever. So you can imagine what you would get in an hour when you're working together one-on-one, which, you know, is sometimes that's what we need so that we can start to move forward on our path, you know, because sometimes it's something really simple, you know, that's been stopping us and limiting us, right?
Exactly. It doesn't have to be this complex thing. And what I enjoy, too, is that, you know, we want this to be enlightenment. It's mm-hmm. not just, oh, I've got to do a session, like going to the doctor. This is going to be, no, we're learning, and you're going to feel brighter and lighter because you're learning tools where energy is being lifted that's held in the subconscious, which we know is a major part of our being. So the more that we can learn about how we can heal ourselves, and obviously, you know, it's for the greater good. It's for your family, it's for your animals, for everything in the world, in the universe. So it's all good, and it's fun. It's not this heaviness, like I was saying, going to the doctor. Like, no, this is enlightening and entertaining and a learning experience. So,
and it's also, you know, oh my goodness, I was getting something really profound and it just went. But it really is about not just the self-empowerment piece, but there was something else. It's like, it shows you really how powerful you are. Because as much as sometimes we would love somebody else to heal us, we're giving our power away to them. Really, we have that power also within ourselves. And the more that you do this kind of work on your own, such as the muscle testing and asking questions, such as returning to sender, you know, you can do a lot on your own. And then, you know, you'll build up your confidence and be able to do even more and more and more. So, you know, that someday when all those healers are going to be out of a job, but that's okay.
Wow, there are how many billions of people in the world? Yeah, I think we'll be busy for quite some time.
Yes, for sure. For sure. But it's such a good feeling to empower someone that they can, you know, connect within. They can get the answers. And, you know, our first caller, she's now, you know, connected to source, connected to her higher self, you know. And sometimes that alone is, to me, is so key. It's so important, you know, having that connection, being connected, and being able to tap into that energy, it's everything, you know. So it's like, what a powerful few minutes that you spent with her, and that, you know, is literally changing her life, you know, because for me, that's one of the most important things, that is having that connection with source and spirit and higher self. So it's like, wow, that was so quick. So it's like, that was amazing. So thank you for that.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you for being able to share this work, huh? And it's just been, I've enjoyed it. So yes, let's all get on the bandwagon and just get empowered. This is our time, you know. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee for tomorrow. This is more and more I'm realizing after my own near-death experience, and it's taken me a while, you know, and it's just like, no. I'm done, and I want other people to feel that, like, we can't wait. I think people are feeling out of touch with the government, out of touch with what they can control. Well, we can start taking care of ourselves, and we can empower ourselves more than what we gave ourselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to teach those some tools and to get that empowerment that we deserve.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Absolutely. So I want to thank, you know, all of you that called in and the ones that submitted questions on the Q&A, because from those questions, you know, Brenda was able to tap in and tune in and, you know, give you more information. But of course, there's so much more information that she can give and much more healing work and that she can do with you on a one-to-one session. So please do take a look at the special offer. awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda12 to work one-on-one with Brenda, to go deeply into the process, to see what is really going on with you in your field, in your chakras, and just, you know, in your body, you know, and see what can be shifted now so that you can move forward with more ease and grace and really live the life that you deserve and desire, you know, be that prosperous self. Because I know so many are wondering, where is my prosperity? Why am I not living my life purpose? What is my purpose? You know, all of that. So, you know, please do take a look at that. So thank you again so much, Brenda. This is absolutely beautiful and lovely and so empowering. I love being able to share tools with my community so that they can start to use them themselves and see how brilliant they are, you know, and how powerful really that they are, and they can start to take more control over their life. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Alara. I enjoyed it so much.
Good. And thank you, everyone. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. As we close out this Radiant Light Healing Circle, know that the energies will continue to flow. So please do drink some water, connect to your body, see what your body requires, and have a wonderful weekend. And until next time, sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.